Hello, explorers. Hope you guys are doing well today. I'm enjoying my lovely soda water with pomegranate juice, and I call it my mocktail, and just cleared my throat out, and I'm just like ready to dive in because today's episode, we're going to talk about how you can introduce a variety of different foods in your child's menu slash diet. And this is something I hear a lot from my clients. It's like, what do I give my kid? They don't like eating chicken, or they don't like eating this food that's like a common food, and or they're a really picky eater, and what do I do? And so I have four tips for you on how you can introduce foods into your child's menu right away and start implementing this into your daily practice. All right, let's get started. Welcome to the Launching Forward podcast, a podcast dedicated to those who want to rocket towards greater physical, mental, and intellectual health, where we help you discover, explore, and achieve great and sustainable tips on how you can become mission fit forever and reach for the stars. In other words, explore your full potential. I am your host, the nutrition and math coach, Leila Aliyah. Let's get started. So as I mentioned in previous episodes, like nutrition is really, really big factor. I mean, when it comes to weight loss, I tell everybody it's 80%. Like that is 80% of the results you want to get. It's the same with our brain. Our brain is a muscle. We need to figure out ways on how we can introduce healthy foods into our child's menu because it's going to help their development. And not to mention, the sooner the better, that way that they develop that taste for it. I mean, I don't know what I would do if my parents did not introduce Persian food in my diet. I mean, I grew up on the Mediterranean diet. I mean, thank you so much. Number one, here we go. Let's introduce foods that they love and add in a new flavor on the side. So if you know that your child loves mac and cheese, first thing is I swap that with a healthy mac and cheese. And one brand I recommend is Goodles because they are made with real mozzarella cheese. And that's one example of a food that they love. Adding a new flavor on the side could be that healthy swap. Or it could be adding in a new ingredient like, hey, I'm going to add in some chicken. I'm going to add some chicken to this diet, to this menu. And they say it takes 10 times to introduce a new food into a child's diet before they start liking it. I remember macaroni and cheese was something he did not like. He was like, this is disgusting. And now he has macaroni and cheese. And then I introduced another food and it's just, it takes time. But the ones that are older, let's introduce pizza into the diet. Everyone loves pizza, right? Some people don't. Okay, but let's say everyone loves pizza and you're used to the freezer aisle or ordering out, and you don't know what kind of oils they put in. I mean, obviously you can read the back of the book, but let's say you introduce a healthier version of that pizza, or you give them a new side of food with that pizza. And let's say they like egg rolls, but you want to introduce egg rolls to them because you already know what their texture is. Like my son loves crunchy, crisp food. So I'm going to add in an egg roll to it. So that has the same texture, but hey, this is a new flavor. Now I was able to get him comfortable with the food that was around him because he was exposed to that texture. So I used the texture to sneak in a new food group such as chicken and then introduce them to the Asian foods. So always introduce a food that they love and then add in a new flavor on the side as a replacement, and they may not even know this because you are being very positive about it and they like to see what you're eating. So you're going to eat what mom eats. You're going to eat what dad eats. Tip number two, go to a new restaurant and have your little one pick their meal from the menu. Let them pick. This establishes ownership altogether, and you want them to be accountable. It's like, oh, you ordered the seafood sticks, or you ordered the salmon bites, and you empower them to say, man, that was a great order. I can't wait to know what you think about this. And then they're going to say, oh, it was so delicious. Mom, dad, you've got to try it. And then you try it the next time or that time. And now you're eating together as a family. And this is how you introduce new foods to their menu, because you have to know this. At some point, you can't tell them what to eat, but you can introduce them to those new foods as you go. And I'm talking from experience having a 2-year-old and a couple month old baby. This is where I'm at in my life. And right now I am being very careful with the foods that I introduce to my son so he doesn't get used to the same flavor over and over, that he doesn't want to try something new. And also don't make him, help him not get sick of the same foods and add some variety, help with his nutrition and mineral absorption of new foods. And therefore you establish this bond with your child that they're picking for the menu. I wish I got to do that. I'll be honest. I just ate everything around me. That was my problem. I was always hungry. But you know what? I wish I had an option to pick. And sometimes it's nice to say like, hey, you can pick anything from the menu. This is your limit. So they don't go for the most expensive item that they did not realize that it was. And then, you know, get feedback. It's a great way to bond. All right, explorers, especially my fellow ADD and ADHD friends, I have something really exciting to share with you, and I dare you to give it a try. I know we easily get sidetracked, distracted, and have a hard time focusing on the right things we need to put our energy in, but maybe we're just dealing with decision fatigue. We don't know how to study from home, and we have so much clutter around us, both physically and digitally and mentally. Well, I have a solution to this. I call it my OMG for ADD. An organization and math guide for students and parents with ADHD or ADD. It's a free guide for you to use to help you with your math studies, physical clutter, and digital clutter. I developed this guide from my life experiences as I was going through engineering school, working for NASA, corporate America, and traveling all over the world. I've also tried this technique multiple times with my clients and it's been proven to be successful over and over again. Their grades go up, productivity increases, and the best part is my clients know where their things are. They're not overwhelmed. They're able to think clearly and they're able to successfully study math from home and are feeling good about themselves, both physically, mentally, and intellectually. So give this guide a try. I'm curious to know what you think. It's on my website at LailaAliyeh.com. That's LailaAlieh. All right, let's get back to the show. Number 3, cook with your child. Have them be part of the cooking and baking experience. Okay, studies have shown that when you are having your kids involved with you in the kitchen and bake, that establishes a sense of authority and it therefore it reduces this picky eater syndrome or this picky eater phase that they're in. They were involved in the baking of the process and they want to try what they made. And also, that's how our ancestors were. The mothers were in the kitchen cooking and their child wasn't watching TV and watching Miss Rachel and YouTube and videos. They were with mom and dad strapped on them or have them sit on the side playing while they see mom cooking in the kitchen. So this is just today's version of having your child in the kitchen with you as you're cooking. They're involved now. And they have these wonderful step stools now that you can step up. There's some links on my Amazon shop that you can check out. So they can be at level height with you and balanced on the countertop, on the side. And they're going to be your little sous chef. I love it. And so this is kind of something I really want to get on in people's radar altogether. And have them be your taste tester. Like, hey, what do you think, buddy? And they're going to be like, oh, mom, this is delicious. I think we need to add more, batter to this. Or they're going to say, I would need me to add more sugar. So just really getting them involved in the experience. And number 4, never say, ew, I don't think you'll like this. Or I don't like this. You don't want to say discouraging tones like ew, or I don't think you will like this, or I don't like this. You never know. Honestly, you never know. Instead, you should say, I think you'll like this. Give it a try. What do you think? Don't force it. Give them time, because what it does is that taste will develop confidence. Your body language will talk about it all together. So remember, how do you expect your kids to not be a picky eater if you are a picky eater? They will copy what you do. So if you are interested in learning more about how you can discover ways on how you can improve your child's love for food, do check out my meal prep guide. Also look at my recipes on my website. Also remember, keep it simple and establish this bond with your child through food. All right, guys. So let me know what you think about this. I want to hear about it. It's something I talk a lot with my clients about, on what are the best foods they should eat and how do I introduce new foods in their menu. So I hope these tips were helpful all together, and I hope you have a fantastic day. All right, I'm going to wrap up today's session, and I want to try to keep all my sessions under 15 minutes so that way you can get in and out quick and you guys be on your way and have a fantastic day. All right, have a great one. Take care. Bye. Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Launching Forward podcast. If you got value from today's episode, please go ahead and share this podcast with someone whom you think would benefit from the show. Let's share the love of becoming mission fit forever and reach for the stars. As I mentioned, you never want to stop exploring your full potential. If you are someone who wants to dive deeper into your health and or wants to finally develop a better understanding of math, then shoot us an email at Layla@LaylaAlia.com. That's Layla@LaylaAlia.com to learn more about our online coaching programs available to you worldwide. Then we can schedule a time to chat and discover how you can reach your full potential. You can also check out my products, ebooks, and other things that are on my website at LaylaAlia.com. All right, that's a wrap. Stay tuned on the next episode of Launching Forward. Have a fantastic day and remember to enjoy the journey. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll catch you next time. Keep exploring. Bye.